USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A new study says COVID-19 can mess with the way a brain operates. A wide-ranging study from Oxford University found that 2 years after being hospitalized for the virus, recovering patients were at a higher risk of psychosis, dementia, and brain fog. The researchers combined over 1 million patient files, mostly in the United States, and found COVID patients age 18 to 64 had a 16% higher rate of brain fog than patients with other respiratory illnesses. The Biden administration announced on Friday that another $775 million in weapons will be headed to Ukraine. The latest shipment includes drones, missiles, ammo, and mine-clearing equipment. The total amount of military aid sent to Ukraine has passed $10 billion. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza going on right now at MyPillow.com.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is visiting the Ukrainian port city of Odessa amid Russia's ongoing invasion of the country. Guterres explaining the importance of allowing ships to travel through the Black Sea.
Getting more food and fertilizer out of Ukraine and Russia is crucial to further calm commodity markets and lower prices.
A member of ISIS will spend the rest of his life in prison for killing Americans. The ISIS beetle was given the sentence for the deaths of four Americans, including James Foley and Kayla Miller. Foley's mother claims the ruling sends a message to other criminals who commit crimes against Americans overseas.
Let this sentencing make clear to all who dare to kidnap, torture, or kill any American citizen abroad that U.S. justice will find you and that our government will hold you accountable for your crimes against our citizens.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
We may soon see what led to the raid of former President Donald Trump's home.
As the FBI is being scrutinized by millions of Americans for breaking the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution, when they raided President Trump's home, the same judge that okayed the warrant by Attorney General Merrick Garland is presiding whether or not to release its contents. Normally, it would not be released until after an arrest or conviction. But with the history of the FBI lying in recent years, the FBI's word does not carry the weight it once did in America. Former FBI Special Agent Maureen O'Connell on Fox News.
Well, if they say that they were so concerned about documents being destroyed, then that really doesn't hold much water for me, because we've heard that there were discussions about whether or not they were going to execute this warrant, and my sources tell me they were spirited discussions for a couple of weeks. But here, I don't really see that based on the timeline that we've discovered in the last week.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Cleveland Rape Crisis Center says traditional avenues of criminal justice fail the women who accused Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson of sexual misconduct. However, the center also says his 11-game suspension is a step toward validating his victims. The suspension also includes a $5 million fine and mental health counseling for Watson. Follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.